From 90.7 WFAE, this is Newsworthy for Friday, January 30th, 2026. I'm Eric Thiel. Less than a week after North Carolina was blanketed in snow and ice, the state is bracing for another storm this weekend that could bring heavier snowfall. Governor Josh Stein began to issue warnings Thursday afternoon.
Right now, I've just declared a state of emergency for this storm, separate from the one that we had last week.
Stein says crews will again work to clear roads quickly, but asks for patience.
We wish after a big storm that it could be within 24 hours. That's just not the way the world works. So we ask people to be patient.
A winter storm watch will go into effect beginning at 4 p.m. across the Carolinas, including Cabarrus, Iredell, and Mecklenburg County. The National Weather Service says heavy snow is possible between 4 and 7 inches with wind gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools will operate on a two-hour delay today. It's the fifth consecutive day CMS has altered its operations following last weekend's storm. And it comes as the Charlotte region prepares for the additional round of snow this weekend. CMS operated on a two-hour delay Thursday, held two remote learning days Tuesday and Wednesday, and shut down completely on Monday. Last Friday, students were off for a teacher workday. Former Charlotte City Councilmember Tijuana Brown has agreed to plead guilty to wire fraud, according to a federal court filing Thursday. Steve Harrison has this report.
Brown was the first former felon elected to Charlotte City Council. She and her two adult daughters were indicted in May for fraudulently obtaining COVID-era relief loans. Brown lost her re-election bid in September. She's now agreed to plead guilty to wire fraud conspiracy for getting $43,000 in Small Business Administration and Payroll Protection Program loans and attempting to receive an additional $20,000. The filing says Brown spent the money on luxury goods and an elaborate birthday party for herself. The details of the plea agreement are not part of Thursday's filing, but Brown told WSOC the deal calls for probation. On social media, Brown wrote that, quote, "God's favor is hashtag unbreakable. It's sad some of y'all thought I was going to prison." She then talked about the plea on Facebook Live.
"Breaking news today. I wasn't even in the courthouse. My attorneys worked up the deal for me. U.S. Attorney Office accepted it. We worked the deal. Okay? That's what you do."
Steve Harrison, WFAE News.
The former owner of the Charlotte Checkers has been indicted on federal tax fraud charges. Kenneth Lee reports.
Federal prosecutors say Michael Kahn has been charged with filing false tax returns and failing to report income he allegedly took from his charitable foundation. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of North Carolina says the 65-year-old Kahn faces two counts of aiding and assisting in the preparation of a false tax return and two counts of failing to file a tax return. Court documents allege that while leading the Michael A. Kahn Family Foundation, he transferred more than $4.5 million from the nonprofit to himself and failed to report that money as income on his 2020 and 2021 tax returns. Prosecutors say he also did not file tax returns in 2022 and 2023, years in which he earned more than $24,000 and $27,000. Kahn pleaded not guilty and was released on bond after a court hearing Thursday. If convicted, he could face up to 3 years in prison for each count. Kahn owned the Charlotte Checkers from 2006 until he sold his majority stake in 2024. Kenneth Lee, WFAE News.
North Carolina Senator Ted Budd was one of seven Republicans who voted with Democrats Thursday to block a government spending bill that included more than $64 billion for the Department of Homeland Security. It comes after Budd issued a statement this week calling the shooting of Alex Preti a tragedy that needed an investigation. Budd's office did not immediately return a request for comment on Thursday's vote. Senator Tom Tillis voted for the bill. In his last State of the State speech to the General Assembly, South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster highlighted requests in his executive budget, calling on lawmakers to raise the state's base teacher pay to above $50,000, while spending millions more to expand four-year-old kindergarten and protect acres of land. According to the governor, South Carolina currently has nearly $7 billion in active transportation projects underway, compared to $2.7 billion in 2017. However, he said more is needed.
Inflation is here. Inflationary construction and labor costs threaten to create crippling delays and busted budgets. It is critical that this year's budget invest an additional $1.1 billion in new surplus money to keep these projects moving and on schedule.
South Carolina Public Radio reports McMaster also re-upped his call that the governor nominate judges with confirmation by the state Senate. And he urged the legislature to enact magistrate reforms, including requiring those judges to be attorneys and eliminating county residency requirements. McMaster became governor in 2017, but the state limits governors to two elected terms. More than 700 days after the North Carolina Supreme Court last heard arguments in the nearly 32-year-old Leandro school funding case, there's still no ruling. Education advocates are calling on the courts to uphold a decision that would mandate more funding that could fund facility improvements, instructional materials, and staff. James Farrell has more.
The Leandro case established that all North Carolina students are constitutionally entitled to a sound basic education and created a multi-billion-dollar court-ordered plan to improve schools. Republicans in the General Assembly challenged the order to fund that plan. Brian Proffitt of the North Carolina Association of Educators said Thursday that the Republican-led Supreme Court's delayed ruling in that case has allowed underfunding to persist.
Do your job. Honor the Constitution. Rule to mandate the funding of Leandro. Stop the delays and put our kids first. History will remember whether this court stood with children or our state's wealthiest residents and corporations.
The next batch of Supreme Court rulings is expected Friday. James Farrell, WFAE News.
New census data shows international migration to the United States dropped for the first time since 2021, including in North Carolina. Julian Berger has more.
Census data released this week shows net international migration to North Carolina dropped sharply for the first time since the COVID pandemic. That measure reflects the number of people moving in from other countries, minus those leaving. North Carolina saw a net gain of nearly 83,000 people from international migration in 2024. That number fell by almost half, to about 47,000 in 2025. That same trend showed up nationwide. The U.S. had a new international migration gain of about 2.7 million people in 2024, compared to about 1.2 million in 2025. The Trump administration has tightened immigration enforcement, including increased deportations and stricter security at the border. The Census Bureau estimates that net international migration could fall even further, to around 320,000 people in 2026. Julian Berger, WFAE News.
The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating a report from an American Airlines crew that experienced a laser pointed at the aircraft. According to the FAA, Flight 3114 reported they were lit up by a blue laser 5 miles from Charlotte Douglas International Airport at around 7 a.m. Thursday morning. The flight landed safely. Shining a laser at an aircraft is a federal crime, which can result in 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. And for Friday, January 30th, that's Newsworthy. I'm Eric Thiel.